Blog Talk Radio.
Tailgate Barbecue Tailgate Show. Sorry, we're getting a little late starting. I had a little technical glitch. We had to get Mr. Daryl Mass to get solved for us. Had a little program error with our time, so we couldn't start. And had to wait to a 30-minute increment there, so we had to get started at 7:30. So sorry about that, but we're all up and running live now. So give us a call in if we can talk a little barbecue. 347-202-0263. That's 347-202-0263. Or you can certainly be sitting there by your computer and listening in through our online link as well. We've got Mr. Bart Busby calling in about 10 minutes to talk about the Smoking at the Market barbecue contest this Friday and Saturday in Columbia, South Carolina at the Farmers Market. I think this will be the third year for that event, so I won't get in all the details, but he's going to tell us about the event. And if you're listening in and if people want to come out and check out some barbecue and so forth, he can give you all the details about that as well. I hope everybody had a good weekend. We had some good weather Friday and Saturday, but we had some really nasty weather on Sunday. So luckily for all our barbecue comp people out there, we got to get our stuff in on Friday and Saturday and clean it up and rest on Sunday, with all the rain out there. But had some good contests. Had the, I can't remember the Kingsville contest down there in Bainbridge, Georgia. They had a nice field down there. I think it's about 35 or 40 teams. I think our barbecue service article bees came in third place, narrowly missing, I think, reserve grand or even maybe a grand champion. But a good start for Jim, or maybe that wasn't his first contest, but a great outing, obviously, for Killer Bees. Congratulations. So, and then back over here on the local side, South Carolina, we had the Old Friends Barbecue Cook-Off down there in big old Bamberg, South Carolina. That's a great weather down there in Bamberg, a little chilly on Friday night. But had a good time down there, and congratulations to, I guess I got to think back now, my results are funny. Let's see. We got to congratulate. Maybe No Pig Left Behind. Is that correct? I think Doug Quinn. Maybe is that right? We had first in butts. And congratulations. I think it was Jeff Smith. Larry Smoking Stacks first in ribs. I don't remember chili. And, I think actually wings was a congratulations to JT's Barbecue. I think he was first in wings. And, I think I remember now thinking chili between another Friday night contest. Congratulations. I think it was a Razorback Barbecue first in Chile. So two little fun competitions on Friday. And, of course, we had ribs and butts on Saturday. So had a good field down there. I think it was 25 teams and had a good contingent of local teams as well. And they did a much better job this year. Second time around for the contest. So they did a lot better job this year, with the power and, water hookup and, parking and just everything in general. They obviously, as you do a bit more, you get to Live and Learn, and Ronnie and Mary did a nice job with that, and I hope they were able to make some money for their for the scholarship fund. They had a car show out there on Saturday. That was pretty neat as well. I don't know, I guess there was 25 or so cars out there, and had some winners with that as well. So that was a neat little draw, kind of a neat tie-in for the for the barbecue competition, but fun event. And this weekend, as we discussed, Walt Busby will be on to talk about smoking at the market. And we also got two SCBA events, actually, this weekend. We've got the Boy Scout, I think, benefit in Sumter. And I don't I just flipped the website here. Yeah. We've got the event in Walterboro, South Carolina, as well. I believe that is a new event in Walterboro. So we got two events this weekend. For the SCBA, let me get this right here. Bear with me real quick. Let's see. That is the Smoking in the Borough. How about that? Smoking in the Borough there in Walterboro, South Carolina. That's one of the SCBA. And, of course, like I said, the Benefit Barbecue for Boy Scouts there at Sumter County Fairgrounds. I really hate we're going to miss out. We had a good time there last year. Really enjoyed it. But we decided to go to the Smoker at the Market. We cooked there the last 2 years, that being Los Matogas Barbecue. So we're going to go back to Smoker at the Market. It's a real nice venue, and got a lot of friends up there in Columbia that I look forward to seeing. And I think there's about 42, 43 teams, so extremely, extremely competitive cook-off. And of course, this was about a 7 barbecue network, not the SCBA, but very, very similar type sanctioning bodies. The score is a little differently as far as how they score, but pretty similar, I think, as far as the flavor profiles. And you probably got some judges that do both those sanctioning bodies as well. So that should be a fun event there in Columbia. I know also the Venice Sumter last year, they had a great crowd on Friday and Saturday, and those folks did a nice job putting on an event. And it was over at the fairgrounds, and a nice place that they do that at. They had a building there that they had good access to with the restrooms and good power access and water. And from so many people out here maybe listening, if you've never cooked a contest or whatever, you just don't realize how important those things are if you actually go to a contest. And the little simple things sometimes that we take for granted, or for us barbecue folks, it's a big deal. So they did a great job with that contest over there. And I hate we're going to miss that one. Would love to have been back in Sumter, but on the tailgate is BBQ. We'll be rolling to our second home, I guess, being Gamecock fans up there in Columbia. So this will kind of really get things really. We kind of got things going last weekend, but this will really get things cranked up on the SCBA side. And I think you'll find that for probably the next little later 10 weeks or so, we'll have at least one contest, and probably a good 4 or 5 different weeks, we'll have multiple contests on the weekend there. So, because here in 2 weeks, we'll be, a lot of us will be here in Aiken at the Horsin and Hagen Barbecue Cook-Off that Wayne Jennings has started probably 3 or 4 years ago. And they've also got one up there in Spartanburg. I think it's the Hub City Hog Fest. So there'll be 2 events again Saturday week for SCBA as well. So probably a lot of those upstate teams will take advantage of that and cook up there in Spartanburg, and maybe more of your Aiken, Augusta, Columbia, and so forth, take advantage of the Aiken contest. So hopefully in the next couple weekends here we'll have some great weather, and make it a nice outing for everybody. And hopefully also good weather for a lot of people to come out and support the contest. Of course, as we know, with pretty much all these SCBA contests, there's some type of charity is being benefited. So we hope obviously a lot of folks come out and raise a lot of money for that charity. But if you're listening out there, and if you cooked this past weekend or got a contest, get ready to cook in, or you know what, you got some questions about barbecue, want to talk some barbecue, give us a call, man. Just give us a call in here, 347-202-0263. We're just kind of hanging on here for our good buddy up there, Mr. Smoke and Cole, Martin Busby, to call in and tell us about smoking on the market. I think actually they kind of call that the champion is for the Commissioner's Cup. I believe. But it's just a great venue, nice tie-in, obviously, the farmer's market for the barbecue comp. They have tremendous facilities, obviously, and everybody's pretty much parked underneath the huge structures up there, and great access to food, water and hot water. So that always makes it nice. So the weather doesn't impact us quite as much. If you have some rain, everybody's pretty much under cover, except for the smoker's got to be right there at the edge. But such a great venue. It looked like I said we had some nice weather this past weekend. It was a little chilly Friday night there in Bamberg for us, but nonetheless, Saturday actually got fairly warm early afternoon. By the time the wars got around, it was a little good out there. So I didn't get a chance to fly. I don't know if that was pretty much the numbers they were looking for. It looked like a pretty decent turnout. Sometimes it takes a couple of years to get these to get these contests going. So hopefully they were pleased with it. I know 25 teams, that's a good turnout. And of course, being the only contest of the weekend, that helped a lot of folks in there. So we certainly had a good time. Didn't finish quite as well as I wanted to, but nonetheless, but we had a nice time there. Saw a lot of good friends, and got cooked by our good friends there with Up and Smoke there. And excuse me, Up and Smoke. I always get them mixed up. All Smoked Up. Sorry about that. Cole and the gang, but got cooked by those guys. Had a good time with them as well. So gonna miss seeing those folks this weekend, but we'll have a good time there up in Columbia, I'm sure. So just hoping that get some good weather, especially for the folks there in Walterboro and Sumter as well. So, but yeah, I guess when you think about it, we actually got kind of interesting. We got three contests really kind of in pretty close proximity when you think about it. Walterboro, and then Sumter, and then Columbia. There's probably, gosh, I don't know, maybe 50 miles. If you do a 50 mile circle, you probably may encompass all three or come pretty close to it. So I guess that's good in a way, but it's kind of a shame we got three contests right in the general area there. It's a shame that maybe lose some people or some teams or so forth. But I know Smoking in the Market, I know the last 2 years this was pretty much the same weekend they've had their contest, and I believe that the contest was Sumter. I think it was about their same date last year, I think. And of course, Walterboro, this is their first contest. So I think we got Mr. Mark Busby Smoking Coals himself here. Let's click on the line here and see what we got. 803-796, we got you on line.
Hey, Chris, this is Mark. How you doing tonight, buddy?
Mark, good man. What's up? Doing good?
Doing great. Looking forward to Thursday morning. Good opportunity to see you early in the morning.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, we're here. Be on WLTX this Thursday morning. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. That should be a good time. Looking forward to that, and also looking forward to this weekend as well in Columbia at Smoking at the Market. Mark, go ahead and tell us, just kind of give us a little history on the contest, and then kind of details about it, because we know it's this Friday and Saturday at the Farmer's Market, and I think this is the third annual Smoke at the Market, but just kind of give us a little background on it, and then kind of some info about this year's contest.
It's kind of funny the way this thing got started a few years ago before the first one started. We were doing a demo in the kitchen, the exhibition kitchen over at the Farmer's Market, me and a couple of my business partners, and as we finished up, we were just sitting around talking and kind of hanging out, and a gentleman walks in, starts talking to us, and started talking about barbecue, and one thing led to another. He asked me if I could help them organize an event out at the Farmer's Market. I said, yeah, I'd be happy to. I had no idea who the guy was. And he pulls out a business card and hands it to me. He says, call me next week. It happened to be Hugh Weathers, the Commissioner of Agriculture for South Carolina. And
right.
We got that organized up the first year, and Jackie took it over her second year and this year, and she's doing a great job with it. But it was a lot of fun working with the department there, getting things going the first year. And they're adding a few things new every year. And I think they've got 40 teams now this year, Chris. I printed a list of all the teams out a while ago, but I forgot to bring it with me. But the dates, as you know, because you're competing in it, is Friday and Saturday, the 21st, 22nd. Starts at 6 o'clock on Friday, starts at 10 o'clock on Saturday. Tickets start at $2, and I think they go 2, 5, and 10, if I'm not mistaken. And they actually have a Harvest Hope Food Bank deal going on where you can get discounted tickets and all, so you can bring some canned goods for that and save yourself a little money getting in the door. But they're doing ribs and pork, and Friday night doing wings, and they have a People's Choice Award this year as well. So I think it's getting bigger and better, and I just seen the weather. The weather's going to be beautiful. I think it's 70 Saturday, so
wow.
A great opportunity to come out. It wasn't that nice last year when we cooked in it, because I like to froze to death on Friday night. I know that. So.
Yeah, it was a little cold, and I remember it rained on Saturday, but I have to say I was pretty impressed with the crowd, Todd, honestly. I thought they had a pretty good crowd considering the weather last year, Mark.
They did. They had a great crowd, and they did the year before that as well. And the good thing about it, even if it's too hot for you, it's wet or whatever, once you get in, as you know, you've been out there the past couple of years, is you're under the south building out there, so the cookers don't get wet, the crowd doesn't get wet once you leave your car and get in the building. So it's probably one of the best venues I've ever been a part of. So I don't know, you may find one better, but you probably find one on some waters more may look a little nicer as far as the landscape outside, but for the venue, the building just being covered up, all the cookers love it.
Yeah, this is about, you know, we are really third, full year maybe of competing, so we'll end up doing about 25, 27 contests this year. But, yeah, I would say this one for us is in the top five. I mean, it's one of the best venues we go to because, you know, obviously you're underneath, and, you know, like we were just talking earlier on the show, it's some things that some people may think you take for granted, but for cookers, man, if you can pull on a level surface, or especially if you're on concrete or asphalt, that's usually kind of nice. And then if you got cover over you, it's already there, that's nice. And then, of course, your water and your power hookup is pretty much, you know, it's just right there at an arm's length almost in the bay areas there. So, and then the nice thing I like is that for people who want to come out and take in a barbecue competition, you don't have to walk all over the place or be walking around outside, you know, per se. You're kind of undercover in case it is raining or if maybe it's hotter and then with the sun, then you can just kind of, it's almost like going to a something at the fairgrounds maybe, these events they have in the big buildings there, and it's kind of going up one side and the other. So you get an opportunity to not have to walk very far, but to see a lot of different cookers and I see their equipment and talk with folks. So it's a great spot to be able to, do all this. And, I'd say it's one of the best ones we go to as far as how it's organized and the amount of people that come out. And they do a great job on TV coverage and have news media out there. And, it's just a lot of fun. And of course, a lot of people, come out and check it out. And it's one of the more better participation as far as people I see coming out to events, it's one of the better ones I see as well as far as all the contests we do. So I'm really looking forward to it. And I heard you say, I guess I talked to somebody else, but, man, 40 teams is a great turnout. So that's pretty much about a full field, I think. I think the last couple of years, I think it's been somewhere in that number as well, I believe, isn't it, Mark?
Yeah, I think the first year was 35. I believe last year was 38 or 39, so you know, they're running approximately 40 on everything. Just kind of looking over things here, I've seen one other thing. I tell you about the Harvest Hope Food Bank. They also have Saturday, it says, if you're a member of South Carolina Farm Bureau, it's the South Carolina Farm Bureau Day. Members receive one free tasting ticket. So I've not seen that before. And it was
wow.
Kind of a smaller print over here, so I kind of missed that. But if you go to the website there, in fact, you can Google Smoking at the Farmer's Market 2014. It'll bring you up to the actual page, and all the information is listed on there. There's a link, so you can find a list of all the participants and all. It really tells you everything from butts, ribs, anything but the People's Choice Awards, also the Reserve and Grand, and that's a qualifier for the World Food Championships. I believe that's held in Las Vegas, because you've participated in it before, right, Chris?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we were fortunate enough to win the first one, actually, and took that trip out to Vegas. So, I know that's why there's a lot of people come to Cookin', and everybody gets an opportunity to qualify for Vegas. So that makes it real nice as well. So, for the Cookers, that's awesome. And I'm sure there'll be kind of a lot of people from South Carolina, probably some from Georgia and North Carolina as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you could probably still squeeze in if you got a hold of Jackie Moore at the Department of Ag. And her contact information is on the two. I know last year I think they took a couple right up to almost the end there. And they've got a number of vendors and stuff out there too, and music. And the music last year I was impressed with. I think it was Cody Webb on Saturday, and he's back again this year. And let's see, on Friday night they got the Blue Iguanas, which I've not heard, but I'm sure they're good as well. So really great family event, family friendly out there as well. And I'll tell you something you may or may not have heard, but they have a little restaurant out there called Judy's at the Market that's open 7 days a week. But if somebody's in there, they don't want barbecue or something, you can drop by to Pre-Percival, which puts on Smoke on the Water down on by the Gervais Street Bridge. Actually, he took that over about 3 months ago. And,
oh, wow.
He runs a restaurant, and he runs catering out there. In fact, me and Daniel, my oldest son, had breakfast out there this morning. It was really, really good. He's done a lot out there. His wife does some stuff on Friday. She makes a traditional Jewish challah bread. You can buy the bread case there. And bought some a couple weeks ago and brought it home. Family went nuts over it. So there's a lot of great things going on at the market for anybody out there listening that may not be aware of Judy's. They have a Five Rivers Market going in the back, all specialty foods. And then really on the buildings in the back of the market, you've seen them when you were out there, like V.B. Hook and Raw. A lot of people don't realize that you can actually, as an individual, go out there and buy directly from them. Last year I bought an entire flat of strawberries for $12. And I mean,
wow.
They were farmed the afternoon before and there the next morning, so they were as fresh as you could get. And I buy all our peanuts that we boil out there. We pay about $40 a bushel. We buy green beans, all kind of stuff out there. But a lot of people are not aware that you can buy from the docks out there. They think it's strictly commercial. All you got to do is walk up. There'll be somebody out there, ask you what you want, and anything from speckled butter beans to strawberries, you just tell them if it's in season, they got it, you can buy it.
Wow. Hey, that's a good point, Mark, because I hadn't looked at the forecast yet, but that's good news, looking like good weather. So anybody out there listening or the Cookers listening, and, you know, tell your friends, come on out, man. What an opportunity to come, come get some great fruits, vegetables. Go taste some barbecue, and I forgot about that, Mark, but that was kind of neat last year. They do have some vendors, so some various things. I don't remember exactly. I think there were some people that had some different jams and jellies, and people made stuff, but there were some neat vendors out there as well. So, you know, it's not only obviously the main thing was, of course, Cookers at the barbecue comp, but not only the barbecue, that's the big thing, but you got the vendors out there, and you also got the opportunity to, you know, get some good food there at the restaurant Mark just talked about. But also, man, just go take advantage of some quality fruits and vegetables at the farmers market. So, and just a lot of different things that you can do just right there in there. So, man, that's pretty good stuff, I'll tell you. That'll definitely enhance the crowd with all those different things going on and the weather as well. So, man, we're really excited and looking forward to being out there, certainly.
I'll give you two other things real quick, and I'll wrap up everything I need to tell you about the farmers market anyway. The children's activities, they've got jumpy houses and a slide, face painting, balloon art, fun and games. They're also going to have specialty foods crafts, which you were just talking about that. I'm going to elaborate on that a little more in a minute. They're also going to have one or more food trucks out there as well. In fact, Dupree of the restaurant, Judy's at the Market, they actually own one of the food trucks. And so they'll be out there doing some stuff, I'm sure, as well. Not sure if it's his truck or not, but there will be at least one food truck there. And then back to South Carolina Specialty Foods, I think Canebrake was out there last year, had all the special jams and jellies. And there was a couple other specialty vendors. We're actually doing that ourselves this year at Smoking Coals rather than staying out all night and cooking. We're just set up as a vendor, and we're going to be there with Smoking Coals and Buzz's Butt Dust products for samples and sales. But we're also there just to answer any questions. You know, if somebody's out there struggling with something, we just really want to know how to cook some better barbecue at home, come by and see us. We're going to have some recipe cards that we'll be giving out for a few things. We're just there really just to kind of meet people and answer some questions and enjoy the festival without having to stay out there all night Friday night. So
there you go. And you got to figure it out now, man.
Yeah. I don't know if we're moving on up, but hopefully I'm getting a little wiser in my old age. Huh? So, but anyway, you guys, I know y'all have a good time, and I wish y'all luck in the world. Look forward to seeing you Thursday. I think we got to be there at 5 o'clock at WLTX. If there's anybody in the local area here that can pick WLTX up, in your area, rather, and here in the Columbia area, just look out for us. I think they're running us around 5:30 and 6 or 6:30, I believe. We're doing two and a half minute spots and all. So
awesome.
Look for us, and we'll post on our Facebook at Smoking Coals as well once they send us the link Friday afternoon. So you guys can go check that out as well.
Sounds good, Mark. Sounds good, man. Look forward to it. A lot of great stuff going on. So I look forward to seeing you bright and early on Thursday morning, and then, of course, this weekend at the Farmers Market. So we appreciate you. Appreciate you coming on and giving all that great info. So everybody, keep that in mind, and cookers, and maybe a couple more spots left that can come and compete in a great contest. And then all you folks, Mark's giving you all the details. We're coming out to Farmers Market. I think Mark's getting started at 6 o'clock on Friday and then 10 o'clock Saturday morning, correct?
That is correct.
All right. Good deal. Well, Mark Busley, Smoke Cole, appreciate you coming on, buddy. Forward to seeing you on Thursday, and you have a great rest of the evening, man. Thanks so much.
Thanks for inviting us on. Good night, Chris.
All right, Mark. Take care, buddy. All right, guys and ladies, that was Mark Busby, Smoking Coals. Man, that's what a big weekend this Friday and Saturday at Columbia. I didn't realize some of that stuff going on at the farmer's market as well. So, boy, that's a lot of fun stuff out there. So we're certainly looking forward to being a part of that. We got a couple more minutes here. I know we had a little abbreviated show through our little technical glitch, but a couple more minutes here if you want to call in. If you got a question or something, 347-202-0263. Give us a call in real quick. And, if you want to check us out bright and early, they're doing a little TV spot there with Mark. Smokers Gold is one of our sponsors for Matoga's Barbecue. So, We're going to team up with them on WLTX on Thursday morning, bright and early. A couple of little spots there kind of help promote Smoke at Martin's market. So we're looking forward to that. So if you're not cooking Thor this weekend, or you're just somebody that's just getting started in the barbecue and wanting to learn something about barbecue, I'll tell you what, no better place to come out to Farmers Market this weekend. You're going to have, like I said, about 40 smokers out there, cookers. A lot of these guys are more than happy, myself included, to talk to you a little bit, answer questions. You're going to see everything from A to Z in smokers. Maybe you got your eye on a certain type one, you know, an old offset smoker, or, you know, you're looking at a some type of insulated smoker, or Weber Mountain, Smoky Mountain Bullet. I mean, there'll be everything from A to Z out there, I promise you. So a lot of these guys love to talk shop and talk about the smokers. So come on out and enjoy the weekend, or enjoy that Friday and Saturday, and pick up some barbecue tips as well. So this is a great opportunity, and you can see a lot of good cookers as well. This is always attended event, and a lot of top barbecue names from around South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina as well. And there's some pretty good prize money in this, and also that coveted opportunity to qualify for the World Food Championship, Barbecue Championship in Las Vegas, Nevada, in the fall. We were over the Tigers Barbecue fortunate to win that 2 years ago in the first Commissioner's Cup, Smoke at the Market. So I know there's 40 teams out there this year that'll be anxious to get that opportunity as well. So, again, appreciate Mark Bowes for coming on the show, and we've wrapped up our abbreviated show tonight. Appreciate everybody listening in. Hope we're able to give you some good info about this weekend's contest. Obviously, next Monday we'll have lots of stuff to talk about. Not sure what's happening on the KCS front, but heck, we'll have smoking on the market, smoking at the borrow, and barbecue benefit there or something. So we'll have three contests to talk about. We'll get our technical glitches all solved and cured and so forth, and we'll be ready next Monday to have a full show. And we'll give all our buddy Dwayne Jones a call and get him on to talk about the Horsin and Hogging here in AK, because that'll be up next week. So appreciate everybody bearing with us on our little technical difficulty tonight. Hope you're able to listen in to us, or if you know somebody out there, they can go click on our show. Everything is sitting on our couch. You can click on it and listen to it as well. But appreciate everybody listening in. And as everybody knows, we're going to close it out, and we're going to do it with my favorite, Go Cox.